two of us, the word of prayer.
Tina Matei. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Tinoda kutenda shakare. Panguva zemade kwa na ano. Lord, we thank you for this gracious and wonderful time that you have given us. Mighty God, Lord God Father, we ask as we are gathered tonight, Heavenly Father, that your divine presence come and be with us. Lord, we know without you, there is nothing that we can do. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are the only one who can interpret your word. Heavenly Father, as we come now, we ask you to come. Heavenly Father, Lord, and preach yourself. Heavenly Father, may our brother, Heavenly Father, yield himself so much until, Heavenly Father, you will borrow his mouth. Heavenly Father, and say all that you want to tell us tonight. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this time that, Lord God Father, we are gathered here, not in vain, but we have come to meet with thee, Heavenly Father, as we have done always before. We want to thank you. We want to commit each and every word that we are going to speak into your own hands. That, Lord God Father, you may brood over it, Lord, and that you may bring life unto us, Lord. Mighty God, Lord Father, we want to thank you. We want to praise thee and we want to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray and commit everything unto thee. Amen.
May we just get seated for a little while?
Tigere edu kwega mbaka diki.
I wouldn't just come and start preaching without saying a few words.
And zinga kwa nse mkuu ya ndosha nga kupari za ndisina kutawa romashoko mashoma.
This is my first time to be in this church.
Ndome kutanga kwa mchechino.
The second time to be in Zimbabwe.
Uye kano ndike chipiri kungendiri munu Zimbabwe.
I've just been passing through South Africa.
Ndaka mbenge nchuyani munu nchipura nchinda South Africa.
But this is a great honor.
Undo mkana mkuru.
That Pastor Chesa.
Uyo Pastor Chesa.
Has honored us.
Bandi parure mekezeiru gorgu.
I always say,
and no guarantee,
Pastor Chesa.
Pastor Chesa,
these are the pioneers of the message in the Central Africa.
And diwa vakatanga, diwa vekutanga kuyamsho kurengu vai ino mu Central Africa.
And Malawi, in particular.
Uye tichitaura papsoro pe Malawi.
Is his second home.
Ndio mshawabo we chipiri.
Is got more attraction in Malawi.
Vano kukweza kukuru kwa vana kuku Malawi.
Every part of Malawi where he is.
Kwa kinzumbo ipi ya kumalawi sayo iriko.
Everyone would want to go and participate.
Munuosa anda kuida chino batrana pamweche tinavu.
He has got a very wonderful ministry.
Mushu mirivakanaksi isam.
And I call him my grandfather.
Inindi novati sekuru.
Sekuru.
Amen.
Such a man of God.
Munhu waMwari akazvininipisa.
To be desired.
Kuti ave anoshuviwa.
There are things that you cannot run away from.
Pane zvinhu zvausingakwanise kutiza kubva kwazviri.
He is senior pastor.
Ivo ndi senior pastor.
He's been in the message for a long time.
Vakava mushoko renguva ino kwenguva yakareba.
They used to come to Malawi. He's been coming to Malawi with Pastor Mkangamwe.
Vaiuya kwa kumalawi na Pastor Mkangamwe.
Yes, before he passed on.
Vasati vaenda kunovanashe.
So he is not a stranger in Malawi.
Vasi muyenzi kana vauya ku Malawi.
God bless you so much.
Mwari vakuropa fadze zvakanyanya.
Another thing.
Chimwe chinhu.
Nowadays is very tricky.
Mazuva ano zvakuti netsei.
It is very difficult.
Zvakaoma.
To give a pulpit.
Mazuva ano kupa pulpit.
To somebody that you've never know how he preaches.
Wausingazive kuti anoparidza sei.
And with that, I give you a salute.
Tinokutendai nekuda kwaizvozvo.
Another pastor, when he came to Malawi, said something.
Mumwe mufudzi paakauya kuMalawi akataura chimwe chinhu.
He said it's very difficult.
Akati zvakaoma.
To leave somebody, a wife whom you don't know.
Kusira mumwe mudzimai iwe usingamuzive.
So you don't know me.
Kusira mumwe mudzimai iwe usingamuzive.
So you don't know me, how I preach. I've never preached in his presence. So this is his wife. And he's leaving somebody. Wife. A person he doesn't know. I believe you take the risk.
Amen.
God bless you. Let me also say sorry for the passing on of brother Tutan.
When
we heard, it was a shock to us. Only that I didn't have time to come with the people that came from. But these are gallant of men of God. Brother Tutani, we know him in Malawi.
Brother Tutani, tinovaziva ya kuMalawi.
He was hard working.
Vakanga vari munhu anoshanda zvine simba.
So sorry.
Tinoromba.
My dear brothers and sisters, for losing such kind of person.
Nekuda kwekushayikirwa nemunhu akadai.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
These are the few remarks I wanted to
say
before we come to read the scripture. We love to be here till morning. But unfortunately, we are starting off at 4 a.m. tomorrow. So we need to go and rest. So we might not pass through with you.
Saka tinogona kutadza kusvika panofanira kusvikwa.
But we are wishing you all the best.
Asi tinokushuwirai kuti munge nenguva yakanaka.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
This time around.
Panguva ino.
Let us read from Genesis.
Ngativerengei kubva kuna Genesis.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
Genesis chitsauko chekutanga ndima 26 ne 27.
Nowadays we are very grateful.
Mazuva ano tine mufaro mukuru sa.
We have everything.
Tine zvose.
And it is very difficult to deceive the ears of the church. Everything that you are preaching, people are following. They are on the screen. So nowadays,
Mazvano,
I tell my church that I stopped preaching.
And you know,
I just read. So I will read you. Wherever I stop, you continue. But we are reading from Genesis.
Genesis.
Verse 26, chapter 1.
Genesis 1, 26.
And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Mungari akati ngati temunu nemfananidzo wedu. Akafanana nesu nga ave nesimba pamusoro pehove dzegungwa napamusoro peshiri dzedenga napamusoro pezvipfuwo napamusoro penyika yose napamusoro pefenyu zvose zvinokambaira panyika. Mwari akasika munhu nomufananidzo wake, akamusika nomufananidzo wake, akavaisa murume nomukadzi.
May the Lord bless the reading of God's word. You may be
seated.
What is the main food of Zimbabwe? I was asking about the main food of Zimbabwe, says
Sadza.
In Malawi,
he
says Sima. That's our main food. Let me see the hands that have eaten Sadza. God bless you so much. Are you going to eat Sadza tomorrow as well? After tomorrow? God bless you so much. Amen.
Amen.
I'm saying that there's the message.
It's
like Sadza.
I
don't know when the pastor preached the very same things I'm preaching. And he might be preaching now and again.
But
you don't get tired of it. I might read now when maybe he preached last week. Is you are not tired with
Sadza,
so must you not also tire?
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
God bless you so much. The message that I'm preaching now, it's a well-known message. Oneness.
Yes, sir.
Preached 1963.
Yakaparizwa muna 1963.
On 11th February.
11th February.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just read. Then I'm going to read.
Ndinongo verenga, saka nichaverenga.
Amen.
Amen.
So Brother Branham says.
Ama Branham vanoti.
The word oneness.
Shokore kuti humwe.
Means to be one.
Zvinoreva kuva mumwe.
United.
Kubatana.
And he says this is quite a subject.
Hanzi ichi chidzidzo chakakura.
It deserves a lot more attention.
Hanzi chinoda kuti chinyatsotariswa zvakatsarukana.
Than I am able to give it.
Kudarika makwanisiro kupira ndokwanisa kuita.
And more than most any person on earth.
Hanzi kunyanya sei munhu upi zvake pano panyika.
Could be able to give.
Ano kwanisa kuti ape.
But I would like to express to you my opinion of it.
Asi ndoda kutsanangura pfungwa yangu pamusoro pazvo.
And with what God will give us.
Neizvo Mwari zvavanozotipa.
Now in this it's teaching doctrine.
Hanzi mudzidzisi.
And I've tried to run away preaching doctrine to any church. But he says it's a teaching doctrine. And to the brethren who may hear this tape, I trust that it will not be an offense. But it will be to cause you to take this very considerably. That you would study it prayerfully. Carefully. And weigh it out in the balance of God's word. To see whether it be of God or not. But then I was thinking, why is Brother Branham talking like that? That you take this considerably. Prayerfully. Amen.
Amen.
So that you should see whether this is from God or not. And he's talking about the oneness. that when you are reading it,
kuti kana
muchizviverenga, muchizvinzera, you are teaching it,
muchizvidzidzisa,
you should teach, do whatsoever,
munofanira kudzidzisa kana kuita chii, muchinyatsorangarira,
prayerfully,
makanamata.
For I believe that that's the way we should do always.
Hanzi ndotenda kuti ndozira yatinofanira kuita nguva dzose.
Weigh things with the word.
Toera zvinhu neshoko ramwari.
Because the word is the only thing that will be able to remain.
Nekuti shoko ndochinhu chete chichazokwanisa kuramba chiripo.
Because Jesus said,
Jesu akati,
both heaven and earth will pass away.
Zvose denga nenyika zvichapfuura.
But my word shall not pass.
Asi shoko rangu harizopfuuri.
That's why I believe it.
Ndokusaka ndiri tenda.
And to believe it.
Uye kuritenda.
To be God's program.
Kuva urongwa hwaMwari.
I believe that is the finished work of God.
Ndinotenda ndobasa ramwari rakapedzwa.
Brought out in words.
Rikabuda mushoko raro.
Therefore,
naizvozvo,
that if anything would be contrary to that word,
kana paine chinozopesana neshoko iri,
it could not be God or God's plan.
Chinenge chisiri mwari kana kuti hurongwa hwaMwari.
I believe it is the program.
Andinotenda kuti hurongwa.
Now the Spirit of God in the word makes the word live itself.
Hanzi mweya waMwari mushoko raMwari unoita kuti shoko rizvirarame.
Act itself out.
Ronyatsozviburitsa.
Brings the word to life.
Rounza shoko kuti rive neupenyu.
Like a seed.
Tembeu.
Are we together and you are reading here?
Tiri pamwe chete here, muri kuverenga uku. Amen.
Now.
Iko zvino.
The first man and first woman in the Garden of Eden.
Murume wekutanga nemudzimai wekutanga mubindu reEden.
As we have read, was in perfect harmony with God. Because God is saying, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. Man was made in the image of God. In the Garden of Eden, when God put them in the Garden of Eden, the prophet says, these people were in perfect harmony with God. So much that God could come down at any time.
Kusikira kuti mwari aiuya panguva ipi zvayo.
And talk lip to ear with Adam and Eve.
Otaura muromo wake uri panzeve ya Adam na Eve.
Now that is perfect oneness.
Ikoko humwe wakakwana uzere.
God and his creation.
Mwari nechisikwa chake.
God speaking lip to ear with Adam and Eve.
Mwari vachitaura muromo wake uri panzeve ya Adam na Eve.
And they were so perfect in harmony with God till they were one with God.
Mwari kusikira vakanga vaine humwe na mwari.
God and his family was one.
Mwari nemhuri yake vakanga vari chinhu chimwe chete.
Any man
munhu upi zvake
and his family
nemhuri yake,
a correct, good, noble, obedient family,
mhuri yakanaka ine kuteerera mairi,
is one with another.
Vanenge vari mumwe nemumwe mhuri imomo.
That is any family.
Hanzi ndiyo mhuri ipi zvayo.
And if there is something in the family,
kana paine chimwe chinhu mumhuri,
that Muslim apart,
chinovafambisa kuti vapatsanurane,
then it's not right.
Chinhu ichocho hachina kunaka.
The family is broken somewhere.
Mhuri inenge yaputsika pane imwe nzvimbo.
They should all be one.
Vose vanofanira kunge vari chinhu.
Father with mother.
Baba naamai vari.
Mother with father.
Amai nababa.
Children with parent.
Vana nevabereki.
Parent with the children.
Vabereki nevana.
All in agreement.
Vose vari mukuwirirana.
And when you see that,
samunoona izvozvo,
you will see one lovely picture.
Munozoona mufananidzo mumwe chete wakanaka.
You see the harmony in the family.
Munoona kuwirirana kune kuri mumhuri.
If somebody misconducts in the family,
kana mumwe munhu akaita zvisirizo mumhuri,
the whole family becomes bitter.
Mhuri yose inomba yadurungunda.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let's just take for example.
Ngatitore semenzariso.
If we have some children
kana tine
in the home and another child starts misbehaving, then the whole family is disturbed. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I was preaching about these things home. I
think
in the home, if one child starts misbehaving, then what do parents do? They'll lock up all the rooms.
Vanokiya dzimba dzose.
Keep the keys.
Votora makii.
Because they are afraid.
Nokuti vanotya.
If this child comes.
Kuti mwana uya
kauya. And he enters this
opinda mumba
mumba umu. Everything there is disturbed.
Dzinimo mozvino vakanganiswa.
You start now hiding keys.
Munotanga kuviga makii.
Because one in the family.
Nekuti mumwe mumba umu.
Is misbehaving.
Ari kuita musikanzwa.
Amen.
Yes, I am.
So likewise with God. If one child is misbehaving in his family, then God starts withholding some of good things that he wanted to tell.
Amen. Yes, I am. Amen.
Let's take this same example in the home.
The
wife acts the way she wants to act.
The
husband wants to act the way he wants.
The
family is not at peace. Things are not okay. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I don't know up to now if at all we still have some brothers that are working,
vanoshanda,
but their wives, they don't know how much their husband are getting at work.
Atombozi kuti murume kubasa kupei yake imari.
I don't know if we still have such brothers.
Andizi kuti pachine vane here vane hunhu vakadaro.
Because if it is the curse,
kana iriyo nyaya
then yato. There is no harmony in the family.
Hapana kana kuirirana mumhuri.
All what we have is pretense.
Zvatina zvokumbonyepedzera.
Amen. Every time the brother would move with money in his pocket.
Inofamba yakazadza mari muhomwe.
Amen. He doesn't want his wife to know how much he has.
Hatomboda kuti aziye kuti mudzimai ane mabhondi
mangani. He wants to read the money.
Anoda kuchengeta mari.
At night.
Usiku,
while the wife is asleep, there is no harmony in this family. There is no oneness in this family. Something somewhere is wrong.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The family is broken somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. If a sister is going away, the husband must know where the sister is going.
Amen.
That means there is oneness.
Yes, sir.
That's God's purpose. And his purpose as father, Supreme, was to be one with his family. Every family, Adam and Eve.
Adam na Eve.
And the only way that they could be one with the family or with God was because God's nature was in them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, the main thing is the nature of God to be in a Christian. Then that family has got oneness. If the nature of God is not in that family, then there is no harmony.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to be behaving as the
politicians. No.
We are Christians. And the only way that they could be one with the family or with God was because God's nature was in them.
So that made
them with God's nature in them. Then with each other and God, they become all one.
Isn't
that a beautiful picture?
God
in his family. Father over all supreme.
No death,
no sorrow, no
heartache,
but they had joy.
The
family has joy when they are in harmony. Amen.
Amen.
Because the very nature of God was in these people. And therefore what they did, they followed just in line with God. And God with them made them one. You know, in John chapter
17,
Jesus Christ prays for his disciples. Let them be one, even as I and the Father are one. Let the church members be one. Because they are one body in the body of Jesus Christ. Just like he and the Father are one, and at that day, we would know that he was in the Father, and the Father in him, and he is in us. That together, we are one. That's a union.
And
you see God in his church. You every member is just perfectly in harmony with each other and God. That's the church that Jesus is coming for. Jesus Christ is coming for the church that has got the spirit of oneness.
Yes, sir.
And Abraham says, if we have this, that's when the prayers of the saints will be answered. But if we don't have that harmony, our prayers will be difficult to be answered.
Amen.
And it is only the grounds of fellowship that God has ever laid down for himself and his church.
Is
the oneness of himself in the people. That's the only grounds of fellowship. And the only way that you can have those grounds is by a union. To be united with him forever. Just like when you unite with your husband, the woman to unite with her husband, and it is a vow until death. And that's what we are seeing here. Amen. A vow. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now then, when you unite with God, it's the same thing that the church united with Christ. Until death do we part. And then if you never sin or do anything wrong, you will be eternally united with God. And only death can take you away from God. And not physical death, but the sin of death. Sin is death.
And
it takes you away from God. So to be united with him in the spirit of his power is eternal life. You are eternally united with God. Amen.
Yes,
united eternally with eternal God. Perfectly in harmony with him. Perfectly united together. A church that of both God and his church is one, united together. If you will notice how that Eve was united with
Adam,
she became part of him. God did you notice in Genesis 1 verse 27? He created man, male and female. Created he them. Now, the man was both male and female. When it became to be in the spirit of feminine and masculine. Then God took from his side
a rib.
Did you notice the body part was byproduct? But not the spirit. The body part of the woman was a byproduct after the creation. God took from the side of Adam a rib and made
a woman.
Mwari vakatora kubva parutivi rwa Adam rumbabva.
But not the spirit.
Asi kwete mweya.
The spirit was part of Adam.
Mweya wakanga ari chikamu cha Adam.
For he was both man and woman.
Nekuti akanga aine mweya wechirume nechikadzi.
Spiritually speaking.
Kutaura pamweya.
Amen. Now, don't you see the great picture? We in flesh are different. We are like a byproduct, a created being by holy wedlock. But in the spirit, we are sons and daughters. Not some other spirit, but the spirit of the living God. We are in his likeness, in his unity. In the perfect image of the living God. Because we become sons and daughters. Not separated. But the same spirit. The same God. The same person. Joined in wedlock to the eternal. See how God planned it that we should be not a different. Not some other being of some other tribe. But a real union and offspring of the Almighty. Done by a holy union. Now in the flesh. Amen. We are Zimbabweans.
In
flesh. We are Malawians. We are Kalangas. We are the Shonas. We are the Chewas. But in the spirit, we are one. And we are going back to the origin. Whereby God created us as one. No this one, no that tribe. But one is spirit. And by one is spirit, are we baptized. Amen.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
What Paul says.
Amen.
Amen. So by the Spirit, we are one.
Amen.
See how God planned that we should be not different. But a real union.
Amen.
Amen. Now the body comes from mother and father. But the spirit comes from God. God is separating himself as Adam was separated. I believe when I came in, and the pastor said, no, Verem will be preaching. Everybody had this one is from
Malawi.
What is he going to preach? Amen.
Amen.
But, brothers,
Asama,
in this flesh,
Munyamaino,
yes, we are different.
Amen.
Amen. But in the spirit,
Asimumea,
we are one.
Amen.
Amen. On the day of Pentecost,
Pentecost,
we found the Holy Spirit,
the
pillar of fire,
Shongoemoto,
separating itself,
uchizu patanura,
and standing upon each member of that church,
nengo,
God kereke, putting himself together,
mwariba chizi,
then with the group of people together, what does it do?
Anoetei,
brings back the unified body of the Lord
mtumbi,
Jesus
Christ. Watenzi Jesu Christu.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And today in this great separation that we are living in, denominational differences and things, that's a pity and it's a disgrace. That's what the prophet is saying.
Amen.
I was very happy when I heard that this last week you closed the church here. The pastor closed the church. Because Pastor Chitsinde had a convention.
Pastor Chitsinde had a convention.
That's a very good example. Amen.
Amen.
So when the pastor does that,
he's
looking at that oneness. We are all one. Amen.
Yes,
ma'am. If we are separated, if we have differences, that means somewhere something. Otherwise, we are all being baptized by one Spirit.
Amen.
And we are going to one heaven. We will meet one God.
tosangana na mwari mwe chete.
And our common ground
nzimbo yedu
inotibataliza
ishoko renguwa ino.
Brother Branham.
Ama Branham. Yes, I am.
Amen. That's our common ground.
Ndo nzimbo inotibataliza tose. Amen.
When it comes to the message,
kana zafika
pa then let us be one.
Ngativa ichimwe chete.
Amen. But when it comes to cultivate our fields,
asika na zafika pa kuna sakura
kwa ndio. Let's go and cultivate our fields.
Ati no irima ikumenda yedu.
Different fields, someone is growing sugar cane.
Mwanani manzimbe.
Someone is growing maize.
Mwanani
potatoes. Whatsoever.
But
when it comes to the message, let us be one.
Ngativa ichimwe chete.
Because God made us one in His own likeness, in His image. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Joined in heavenly wedlock to the eternal God. Part of Him, part of God. In flesh I become
Branham
because of my father
Branham.
In the flesh I become Velemu because of my father
Velemu. Yes, amen.
You become part of your father and mother. But in the spirit we become in union with God.
Yes, amen.
Because we are part of God. That's the reason that the spirit cannot die. The scripture says, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. And in the image that he is here on earth, and in his likeness, I'll raise him up in the last days. God will raise us in the last days. Not a spirit being, or we will have a body like God's glorious body. The glorified body of the Lord Jesus Christ, raised up in the image. Jesus said, when he was going to the grave of Lazarus, he said, I'm the resurrection
and
life. He that believeth in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth in me, not on me, but in me. Being in him, believing. If ye abide in me and my word in you. Amen. So, being in God is to be in the Spirit of God. Is to have the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So, the Holy Spirit that is in you, that's God's life himself. Amen.
Yes,
I am. That's being in God. The Spirit of God must be in me. And I in Him. And if the Spirit of God is in me, and my Spirit is in Him, then I can ask whatsoever. It shall be granted. Because I'm an amateur God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And he says, I hope the Holy Spirit gets that right down to you. You cannot believe in him until you come in him. Oh, he comes in you. Then you are believing in him. Then you have eternal life.
Amen.
You are believing on him until you receive eternal life. Believing on him, you are on your way. Amen.
Yes, I am.
Until you receive the eternal life. Then eternal life is God's life in you.
Upenyu wa mwari mauri. Amen.
Ye in me, I in you. That they might be one. Father,
Baba,
even as you and I are one. God in Christ. Christ in the church. Just as we are
one, so they be one. Then how can you be one? If you abide in me, my words in you, then ask what you will. But isn't you no more? It's the word that's in you. And the word is God.
Amen.
The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen.
Amen.
And as is perfect dormant. Now, it is the word, the sword, the word of God. And a sword is perfectly dormant if it isn't yielded by a hand or a power.
Amen.
Hey
Amen.
You might have a sharp knife here. But you have a beef here. Put that sharp knife there. But you want beef. And the beef is here. And you leave the knife there. You want beef.
Eat
it, but you cannot eat that beef if you don't take that sharp knife and cut that beef. That knife will remain dormant until you take it and cut the beef. Then you enjoy the beef.
So
to the word of God, it's a two-edged sword, and that sword is dormant until there is a hand to take it.
Amen. Amen.
So that's why Jesus Christ said, preach the word of God to all nations, to the people of the world. Amen.
Yes,
if we cannot preach the message, that word of God shall remain dormant in our
hearts
until you speak. Until you preach to someone, then it pierces, because it's a two-edged sword. It will cut and put asunder. Amen.
Yes,
that's what God wants. He wants His word to be used. Amen. It takes a hand to hold the sword and take the hand that holds the sword in the hand of faith.
Amen.
Now that hand of faith, it depends on how strong it is. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
By faith I'm saved.
Nokutenda ndakaponeswa. Amen.
That's the goodness of these things here.
Ndokunaka kwezvinhu izvi.
Because you just go read what.
Munongoenda muchiverenga zviri kubuda.
And when I go,
pandinoenda,
nobody will say Veremo's preaching this.
Hapana anozoti Verema aiparidza izvi.
But Verem was reading and we're reading together.
Asi Verem vaiverenga tichiverenga pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
But if it's a strong hand, it will cut plumb through everything the devil can put out there.
Kana ruoko rune simba runobva rwacheka zvose zvingasina Satan pauri.
Make every promise of God shine forth in the power of His resurrection. If it's a strong hand of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
People will be still getting baptized. I was wondering, the pastor was showing me the baptism report up there.
And
I saw a lot of clothes. They said, no, we had baptism. That's what Jesus said. We should be preaching the message till Jesus comes. We should be having communion till Jesus comes. We must have feet washing till Jesus comes. These are the three things that Jesus left for us.
Amen.
Because nowadays there are some teachings. They say we don't have to baptize people, time is gone. Time is far, much is spent. All the people now are in. We don't have to be baptized. Amen. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday
today.
If we baptized yesterday, we can baptize today. And we baptize tomorrow.
It
is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And the sword is plenty sharp. It's sharper than a two-edged sword that cuts both coming and going. And even goes to the marrow of the bone, and even joins, and the discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Goes beyond the physical. It goes into the spiritual realm, and picks up the thoughts of the heart, and reveals them. That's the Spirit of God. That's the Word of God. Amen. It descends. And the prophet says, the greatest discernment, it is when somebody is preaching. It's when the pastor is preaching. Because when he's preaching, other people are pricked. That means the Word of God has been saying that there is something wrong here.
Amen.
So that's the great discernment. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what the message says. Amen.
Amen.
The uncircumcised cannot stand in the presence of eternal God. Amen.
Amen.
So you take the sword of the word, and every promise belongs to you. Pick it up in a strong handle. Walk forward. If you need healing, cut it out with the word. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. If you need salvation, every promise in the Bible is yours. It's laying back in there. And Satan is trying to hide it. But take the sword and push through the darkness until the light of God shines in upon your soul. And you have the promise.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Adam was a part of Eve.
And Adam,
Eve was part of Adam.
Eve, Adam.
She was flesh of his flesh.
Akangari nyama nyama yake.
And bone of his bone.
Bupari mapfake.
And that's what the correct union is.
Do ziri kupatana kwe chokwadi.
That's what the correct union of the church is.
Do kupatana kwe kereke kwe chokwadi.
Spirit of his spirit.
Mweya.
Word of his word. Never deviating from the word. The real true believer will not compromise on any word. Remember, it was just one word that Eve compromised. Just one word. Amen.
Amen.
The pastor teaches that when you take deception and a lie, if somebody tells a lie, right away you will know that this is a lie. Amen.
Amen.
If somebody can say, Vilem, we have come with a team, and if I say no, we come by plane. And yet some people saw us coming by road. That's straight lie. People just say, no, this is lying. I saw them when they were coming.
World deception
kunyengereka
is 99.
E99
true.
Chokwadi
only 1%.
Ka percent kamwe chete
is false.
Ndoke kunyepa mazviri.
That's deception.
Ndo unyengeri. Amen.
Now brothers and sisters, when you see the scriptures
and
read the scriptures,
amen.
If it is 99% good, that means the devil can come into something, can come into someone and start preaching 99% good, but only 1%. But that's deception. And many people can be deceived.
Amen.
But the true believer won't compromise on a word. He hold the sword of the first and claim every promise God made. There were God's examples to us what we should be. The then people. Amen. The ever present, never failing. Never. When they spoke, God answered. He watched them daily. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
In the first place. When they spoke, God answered them. He watched them daily. Night. When they lay down, he watched over them. In the daytime, he guided them. He fed them. He loved them. He communed with them constantly. All the time. And that was the good harmony. Man and God.
Amen.
They were in God's image. And God was in them. That's what makes a fellowship. That's what makes the union. Is God in His church. Amen.
Amen.
And the only way we can unite, we can be united with Him, is to come to every bit of His word. That's right. Take every promise and believe it.
Home
and dry.
Amen.
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 Now Eve was united until she broke one word.
Amen.
These people, Adam and Eve, were fortified by the word. The fence that God built for them was the word. Amen. You know, man is so cunning. Amen. If God had put a concrete fence, man would find a way to break that concrete fence or to jump away from that. Amen.
Amen.
But God was so clever. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He just told them the word. And that was the fence. And the message of that time,
amen,
was you might eat all the fruits of all the trees except the tree of knowledge and Eve. Don't eat that. Because if you eat, thou surely shall die. Amen. So when the devil came, just in a simple way, did God say, amen, you should not eat all the fruits of the tree? And Eve quoted the whole scripture that God told them. Amen.
Amen.
God said we might eat all these. But the tree of good and evil, we should not eat
it.
Because we shall surely die. And the devil is quoting all that, yes, I know God said this is because God knew that when you eat, then you'll be like God. You'll be knowing good and evil. Amen. But this guy, you shall not surely. You shall surely die. And then this man comes and says, you shall surely not. So it was only not that made all these
heartaches.
All these problems that we have. All the funerals.
Accidents
that we have. It's because of that not. And if was Israel deceived, shall not he surely die? You shall surely die.
Muchafa zero kwazo. Amen.
You know when you see the trucks, big trucks,
paunona mazi truck maombe mazirora
on the door when you are stepping. The owners wrote, no unauthorized passengers. But the drivers, they just write no and an.
So,
no unauthorized, so just write no.
No.
So it reads authorized passengers.
Pomba pasala pakazi authorized passengers. Kwa watu vanhu vanobvumira kutakurwa.
Have you seen that?
Makazviona here?
That's how the world deceitful is.
Hanzi ndo unyengeri urimo munyika.
Just twist a bit.
Kungochia misa zvoma.
And man is gone.
Muna atoenda.
And we are in the situation that we are because of that.
Tiri muchimiro nechinano chatiri nebuda kwaizvozvo. Amen.
Before the fall, Adam disbelieving, Eve disbelieved the word of God.
Eve akasatenda shokora mwari.
Amen. To be united with him is life, to be separated from him is death.
Hanzi kupatana naye upenyu, kupatanurana naye rufu.
We know we make mistakes.
And it knows what it made motion.
But we must not look at that.
Asi atifandre kutarisa pana izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
In my heart,
mumoyo mangu,
I'd put half past 11 to be.
Nakadata half past 11, ndenda pedza.
So it's coming to half 11.
Yakusvika half 11.
That was between me and God.
Zvanga zviri pakati pangu naMwari.
The pastor said I should go up to 12 o'clock.
Pastor, but you stand up at 12 o'clock.
But I don't preach to finish up the whole message.
The parts you didn't pay the marriage yourself.
I just follow the footprints.
And you know what you nano?
The footprints of him.
Nano Zabo.
When he comes to Malawi.
Pavana Malawi.
Just preaches like this.
Vano go parts as a guy.
And he always will say, do like that. When he finishes, so just want to follow the footprints.
And otherwise,
you know, was it yesterday? The sisters, was it yesterday? They went through town. Yes, we went through town. And I saw so many dresses. And I saw so many shoes. But I chose only one pair. And I just bought one dress. You cannot put all those at once. So we cannot preach the whole message. Just preach just enough for that time. And then you leave. This message is very long, Pastor. This is a long message.
I
cannot preach the whole message.
And kwanza kuipeza yose yakareba.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just see where I can stop. Let me ask if I stop. Is somebody gotten enough?
Pana wana
something. Worth stopping.
Kutumira.
But we know we make mistakes. But you mustn't look at that. It's not your mistakes. Because you're always going to have them. I have some mistakes. You know, this man in the Bible, a rich young man, he came to
Jesus.
He said,
Akati,
good master,
itenze bakanaka,
what should I do
ndingaitei
to have eternal life?
Kuti ndive neupenyu usingaperi.
How did Jesus answer?
Jesu akapindura sei?
Yes. Jesus said,
Jesu akati,
how can you call me good?
Because
there is only one.
Nekuti pane mumwe chete
chete. Who is good and that is God.
Akanaka iyeyo ndimwari.
Brothers and sisters, I cannot cheat you.
Andikwanise kunyengerai.
I am bad. It's only God who is good.
Ini ndakaipa mwari ega ndiye akanaka. Yes sir.
Everybody has got a failure somewhere.
Munhu mumwe nemumwe ane paano kundikana.
It's only God who doesn't fail. And
he
is the only one who is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But you see, it's following his rules, following what he said to do. Stumble and falling doesn't have one thing to do with it. A real true servant, if you stumble, he'll get up again.
Yes, sir.
If he wobbles, God pulls him right back in the path. As long as in the path of duty. But if he is off the path of duty, God is not obligated to him. But as long as in the path of duty, God is obligated to him. Knowing that he is just a man or a woman.
Amen.
He is obligated to that person.
Amen.
Now the church now is engaged to Christ for the wedding. The wedding has never been performed yet. It will be at the wedding supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
So we see that the church is now engaged. Like a man engaged to his wife. Like justice engaged to faith.
Amen.
That's what it is. What does he do while they are engaged? He is just bestowing all kinds of things, sending her presents, making her feel good. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's what Christ is doing to his church. He is sending us gifts of
God.
How can we be engaged then when you are denying these gifts exist?
Because
there are some people that don't believe that gifts exist.
Amen.
But the gifts are there. God is bestowing to his bride.
Amen.
It's the very love tokens. It's God's token to the church. Jesus said, so these signs shall follow them that believe. That's why you find all the time
an
altar call. Amen. All prayer requests.
Amen. Because we know God is still bestowing
it. Amen.
Now keep these things in mind. I just wanted to
say.
The church must believe every word. Every promise. Every iota and claim it for themselves. And exercise themselves in it. If I was engaged to a girl and I was a single man and I'd send her something, an engagement ring, and she wouldn't wear it, then that shows she doesn't believe me. She doesn't want to be my bride. And if Christ sends his church the gifts that he promised and they refuse them and they say they are not so, they don't want to be the bride of Christ. They are espoused to some other lover and not to Christ and the bridegroom. So the real church keeps the promise and keeps hope and accept the gifts that God sends them. Amen.
Amen.
So when Satan deceived Eve in the Garden of
Eden,
he broke the fellowship. And it's the duty of the devil would want to come in our midst to break the fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
But let us hold the God's sword with a strong hand of faith that he must not destroy us. Amen. God bless you. Let me stop there.